Many years ago, in the town of Phoenixdrop, lived Garth and Cadenza, brother and sister. "We must wipe our tears, Cadenza. We have to slay this horrible beast and save Lucinda," Garth whispered. "It seemed to have headed north. We should search there first," Cadenza replied. Several hours later, Garth and Cadenza were headed into a forest. The trees towered over their heads, blocking the sun, making the forest a dark and gloomy mist. Cadenza panted, struggling to breathe. Garth put his arm around her and slowed down. They both couldn't go any further, yet they both knew they had to save Lucinda, so they must carry on. They eventually exited the forest and saw some ruins on top of a distant hill. Walking up the hill, the tree roots were protruding out of the grassy path. Garth's ankle got hooked under a root, causing him to fall forward. "Garth, are you okay?" Cadenza asked, kneeling down. Garth couldn't move his leg. "Go on without me, Cadenza. I would only slow you down," Garth insisted, grasping his broken ankle. Leaving Garth, Cadenza felt a tap on her shoulder. Terrified, she pulled out her dagger as she turned to face the mysterious man. Whoa, I'm not going to hurt you," he mentioned, backing away. "The name's Dante." Dante held his hand. After shaking hands and greeting each other, Dante gave her a box. Confused, Cadenza pulled it open. It held a necklace with a golden chain and a diamond crystal. "You know what to do with it when you need to," Dante waved and disappeared into the shadows. Cadenza shrugged and made her way up the hill. Minutes later, Cadenza made it to the ruins. She stepped cautiously through the ruins. Suddenly, a wonderful humming voice came from a small hut. She stepped inside to see what seemed to be a girl. "Hello, can you help me?" Cadenza asked the lady. She turned to face Cadenza. "Hmm?" she asked. Suddenly, two beautiful white wings sprouted from her back. "Do you know where my sister is?" Cadenza asked, but no reply. The creature closed her eyes. While they were closed, two blood-red horns appeared on her golden blonde hair, along with a crimson-red tail. She opened her eyes, and now there were red lasers staring into Cadenza's soul. Terrified, Cadenza backed up to the wall, grabbing her dagger. A smirk spread across the beast's face. Her hand rose slowly. Cadenza arose too. She was moving with the creature's hand. The creature slammed her hand by her side, causing Cadenza to fall face first into the floor. Cadenza's nose was bleeding. The blood trickled down her face and dripped onto the floor. Her soul was filled with determination to kill this dreadful creature. Cadenza attempted to stab the creature with her bloodthirsty dagger, but the creature was gone. Cadenza felt a tap on her shoulder. Swinging her head around, the creature was behind her. Cadenza ran into the corner of the room and squeezed the necklace. "Dante, help me, please," Cadenza shouted as loud as her lungs would allow. Suddenly, the creature fell to the ground. Behind her was Dante, holding a sword, which was dripping with the creature's blood. Looking around, Cadenza spotted a small stone cage in the corner of the room. Lucinda was trapped inside. Cadenza ran towards the cage, followed by Dante. Dante smashed through the rocks with his axe and pulled Lucinda out of the cage. Suddenly, the sound of slow yet loud footsteps passed. It was Garth. When they reached their hometown, they threw a party for the return of baby Lucinda. All the kingdom was filled with laughter and smiles.